Autopsy results are pending on a fifth homeless inebriate found dead on Anchorage streets. Anchorage police and social services leaders point to alcohol as the culprit behind the deaths, but some say the city could do a better job in providing help for those who need it most. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Anchorage Police Department spokesman Lieutenant Dave Parker came right out and said it.
We've seen in some of the blogs that people tend to want to group these together, and there's an impression out there that there's some person going around killing street folks.
Parker spoke in response to rumors posted on local blogs. He said the only serial killer out there is alcohol.
All of these people are being autopsied by the medical examiner's office. They also do toxicology results. Now, that takes up to 6-8 weeks to get the toxicology back. But on all of the toxicology screens that they've done with victims that have been found deceased outdoors within the last 12 months, they have found only one substance that could be either a primary or an underlying factor in their deaths, and that is ethanol, alcohol, grain alcohol.
Parker says autopsy results on the fifth homeless person found dead in Anchorage may be available late today. Genevieve Wilson, aged 54, was found in a junked car Sunday night, the latest in a string of homeless victims who died alone in the cold. Parker said police will be meeting with the state medical examiner's office regarding all the most recent victims.
We need to make sure from the law enforcement public safety perspective that we know exactly why it is that they died and if there are any factors or underlying circumstances that we as a police department can help change.
Meanwhile, social services workers are planning to host a gathering Thursday at Beans Cafe, a soup kitchen located next to the Brother Francis Shelter in Anchorage. Susan Bumalowski is executive director of Catholic Social Services, which operates the shelter. Bumalowski says 5 deaths among the homeless in less than a month is not unusual, nor is the dozen homeless deaths publicized last summer.
Actually, the number of deaths of people, of homeless individuals in camps, et cetera, is really closer to 40 during the year. Those, you know, dozen deaths got publicity because of the time of year, the visibility. But every year at Beans Cafe and also at Brother Francis Shelter, you know, we honor those people that have passed away. So there are more than that.
She says the common thread among the deaths is alcohol.
It seems like a similar pattern. People that are physically at risk, at danger of the elements, are putting themselves in harm's way again. So what it tells me is we need to be doing something different.
Brother Francis Shelter is a damp shelter. It accepts inebriates, but residents cannot drink once inside. They can stay 30 days. Bumalowski says one of the problems social services providers encounter is a street culture that makes it difficult for a homeless individual to separate from the street community. Some homeless won't accept moving into a shelter for that reason. Bumalowski says last year's spate of homeless deaths prompted some changes in Brother Francis's protocols regarding residency.
We changed some of our policies to try to get people into the shelter that maybe normally wouldn't come. They could come in, they can take showers, they can do their laundry, to try to engage them in what we have provided there.
The shelter provides caseworkers for homeless residents who want them, and medical outreach is available as well. A city proposal regarding housing for homeless that would allow drinking on premises is now under discussion as a way to bring homeless off the streets and into a safe environment. Bumalowski says Thursday's meeting at Beans Cafe is aimed at providing information to the homeless about the dangers of hypothermia. I'm Ellen Lockyer.